Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and I'm talking about Everything That Matters right here on my radio show, Everything That Matters. And I was telling you about when things are successful, it's because people love what they do. I'm going to tell you a little story, then you'll understand what I'm trying to say. We worked with kids years ago, my husband and I, on a ranch, and we had a big chicken coop. And what we found was the chickens would lay more eggs for certain people. And we thought, well, that was really strange. Why would this person get them to lay, 10% more eggs than the other person? The reason is because the person that the chickens were relating to and they were laying more eggs for absolutely loved their job, their task. And the ones that didn't love the job were getting less eggs. Well, I was looking at a garden the other day. And the ladies that actually planted the garden, one of them actually has, I would say, a lot of love. The other one is sort of oblivious to any sort of emotion at all or ability to love. But the plants aren't having a really hard time to grow, whereas my garden at home, where my kids and I just threw it in, it's just flourishing. But we absolutely loved doing it. Now, have you ever found anything like that to happen? You can actually call on my show, area code 541-770-5633. But don't go away, because we've got Nisha Jackson. She is a sponsor on the show, and she's going to talk about how to protect your skin. Don't go away.
Okay, I'm going to Hawaii, Nish, and I want to know, without applying thousands of gallons of sunscreen all over myself and my son's bodies, because, we all know those are chemicals, what can we do that's sort of natural, or what do you recommend?
Oh, I love talking about this topic about protecting your skin. And, I don't want to get off the subject too much, Diane, but, one of the things I think is important for us to realize is that some sun is actually really good for us. So, it's been in the news so much lately about the importance of optimizing your vitamin D, as in dog, your vitamin D levels. And we get that from the sun, especially in the summer months. And, so that's one thing, just to realize that if you can get some sun on your head and on your arms, even just 20 minutes, 3 days a week, not a lot of sun, not enough to really hurt your skin, it's very important for optimizing your vitamin D levels, which reduces your risk of cancer, helps your brain work better, helps your energy, your immune system. But as far as protecting your skin during those really bad times of the day when the sun is most toxic, so that would be between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Those are the times of the day when you're getting the most UV harmful rays. Some of the natural ways that you can protect your skin, believe it or not, would be like using sesame oil. It sounds really strange, but that's what a lot of other countries use to protect their skin. Sesame seed oil provides 30% UV protection. Even things like coconut oil, peanut oil, olive oil, cottonseed oil provide a 20% protection from UV harmful rays. So it's really interesting that there's some natural things out there that people can do. There's beginning to be more and more information about conventional sunscreens, and I think that they've kind of fallen under the scrutiny of some of the researchers out there because they are filled with synthetic chemicals. They're really thought to play a role in breast cancer and other types of cancer. So I kind of wonder, we're helping one thing, but we're making another thing worse, which is so typical in medicine today, isn't it? We kind of get on a bandwagon about something, but then we make another thing worse. So choosing your sunscreens carefully, you can go into almost any drugstore, supermarket, grocery store, and you can go to the health food section and you can buy a natural sunscreen that does not have some of the harmful chemicals that are causing some of these concerns with development of cancer. So that would be something I would really recommend too.
So when your babies are, beautiful and fresh, and I mean, I had some warnings not to use the sunscreen on babies, the typical, everyday sunscreen. Is that true?
Yes, I think that parents have to be aware that there's too many toxic chemicals that are in these sunscreens, these conventional sunscreens that are sold, you know, everywhere, that if you can protect yourself or your child from using these and go to a more a natural, organic sunscreen, it would be much better for you. The other thing that you can do that I think is pretty helpful is to provide yourself some protection to your skin, because not only do we have to worry about protecting our skin from getting sun damage, but also if we have had sun damage, what do we do? Because it's not just the damage of the UV rays, it's what happens later after you've had some of that damage. So even if you've been in the sun, or maybe your kid forgot to put the sunscreen on, some other things you can do is use avocado oil or rosemary, and those two ingredients alone can provide, and you can do these in little spritzers that you can use while you're out in the sun. They're waterproof, and they actually provide more additional protection even if you've received a sunburn or your skin has been damaged in some way from the sun or the wind. Don't be misled by cloudy days. You're still getting a lot of sun, and in some cases more sun than you would even on a sunny day. The other thing I just want to mention also is that the use of vitamin C serum or antioxidant skin cream used underneath your natural sunscreen is a great alternative for keeping your skin healthy and giving it additional protection. And the last thing is, so many women today are purchasing, Diane, these anti-aging creams that contain things like lemon, bergamot, grapefruit, or citrus oils. And the problem with it, I mean, those are wonderful things for your skin, and they do provide an anti-aging effect, but the downside is they make you so much more photosensitive. So, you know, it's a little counterproductive when you're going out in the sun. So that was something else I kind of wanted to bring up there, is that you got to be careful about what you're using, and those anti-aging creams that have some of those citrus oils, you just need to be really careful about that.
Gosh, that's great information. Because, you know, we're all going to be out in the sun this summer messing around and swimming. And how about under the water? Can you get sunburn, like when your body, the only thing that's sticking out of the water is your head, you feel like maybe the rest of you is protected?
Oh, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, since you're heading to Hawaii and you'll be out there on that surfboard. I think, yes, that's definitely something we need to be careful about. You know, through the clouds and through the water, we can get pretty enhanced UV rays, so be careful about that too.
All right. Well, I tell you, I'm just going to lather up, and maybe I'll take some rosemary with me. But I tell you, if I put any sesame oil on me, they're going to get out the cabbage and start the big giant pot of hot water. Throw me in. All right. Thank you, Nish.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to Everything That Matters, and this is Diane Linderman. Welcome back. It's Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I don't know if you know this, but I have a series of children's books that are read by adults as well. About 50% of my customers are people over the age of 25. And it is called How to Become an Entrepreneurial Kid, because I believe that the way to bring back our country is to bring back entrepreneurship. We don't teach it in schools. We don't inspire it in our children. We don't have inspiration for ourselves. And that is what my books actually are designed to do. There's three storybooks, beautifully illustrated by a friend of mine who's 72 years old and paints with her shoes off, named Dolores Johnson. Just absolutely gorgeous pictures. You know, I had to start out with children's books, because, and I'm writing another book called Everything That Matters of All Things in Life, Business, Parenting, and Cooking, because I believe that I had to start with children's books because I had the same thing most of you have, which is the fear of failure. And I thought, well, if I could get over my fear of failure to write a book, and everybody has got a book in them, by the way, everybody has a story to tell. I'm fascinated in people and all your past life and your, you know, everything that's gone on in your life to form you who you are, to form who you are with your character or the things you've learned in life. Everybody has a book in them. Some of you have very boring books, and some of you have some fascinating books. But I started with children's books because I started as an entrepreneur when I was 15 years old, and it saved me. having my own business saved me as a person, and both our kids, as Luke is 14 and my daughter is 11, they both have their own business. They have their own money. They don't ask us for money. Is that amazing? They don't ask us for money. They know exactly what they can spend, and I every day, you know, my husband and I instill those ideas and dreams and passions in them, and the sky's the limit. And that's the way America should be. So get a set of my books. Go to my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com, and order a whole set. You have to read them. I've had hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of emails over the past 7 or 8 years. And people have told me, adults have told me, that they have started businesses based upon my little kids' books. And they're not little immature little books. They're actually adult books written in the form of a children's book. They're beautiful, and there's a workbook, 20 pages that teaches you how to start a business. It takes all the fear factor out of it, all the complication, because I think outside the box, and I think it's simple. I could start 10 businesses in 5 minutes, literally, because that's how simple it is to start a business. Here's a couple headlines I thought were interesting. Twitter and Facebook could harm your moral values, scientists warn. I'm going to have some of these links up on my website. And here's another one. Cherry juice could be the new sports drink after scientists found it helps ease pain after running. You know, I mean, what happened to all these crazy drinks that people are drinking that are just killing people, you know?
Well, it's funny that cherry juice is what ends up being it, because there's so many gross things that are artificially flavored as cherry.
I know. It's just amazing. And here's another one I thought you people would love. Did you know that swearing actually eases pain? And there's a whole study done on it. It's pretty interesting. And what's interesting is that the doctor that is conducting the study of the University School of Psychology believes it may explain why swearing is still commonplace in languages around the world. He suggests that swearing could have evolved as a way of raising aggression levels and reducing the feeling of pain to allow our ancestors to flee or fight back. Well, you know, so does to some people, killing people or murdering people, raping people, also eases pain. So does it make it right? No, it doesn't. We got to find out where that pain comes from and why. You know, I mean, is it the pain of your soul or is it pain of your body? There's other ways of dealing with that. I just thought that was really interesting. And, you know, just to be able to get up in the morning and just, I'm just out of the box today. You know, I'm talking about being out of the box. And if I can inspire more people to not feel like they're so held down by what society thinks. I know people that don't even leave their houses because they're so afraid of the world or what is out there or people's opinions or what they're wearing. So they don't want to be judged by, you know, all the people that are staring at them in the market. Nobody cares anymore. People don't wear clothes anymore. You know, I tell my kids, watch the old movies and watch how beautifully dressed the women and the men were in the old days. Everybody wore hats. The women wore beautiful dresses.
And now you go to the store and everybody's in their pajamas.
I know. It's amazing, Jason. You're absolutely
right.
That's
hilarious to me every time I see the girls that just go out in public with just the giant flannel pajamas
and fuzzy
slippers. They're just like, I don't need to get dressed today.
No. And pretty soon they're going to go out in bras and underwears.
Maybe if it's warm enough out, but not in Oregon.
I don't know. Hawaii, they pretty much dress like that. You know, I'm going to start giving you my recipes because I've got a lot with me today. We've got wonderful things coming out of our gardens, just incredible things coming out of our garden. One of the things that's coming out, and I can't get enough of them in our family, is corn. And so I'm going to give you a corn chowder recipe, which is so simple. You're going to need 3 cups of whole milk, 2 tablespoons of oat flour, and this is for thickening the soup. You need 2 medium baking potatoes peeled and cut, 8 scallions, 4 slices of bacon, and 6 ears of corn. I'll have these on my website, this recipe, everythingthatmattersradio.com. Don't go away. This is Diane Linderman talking about everything that matters. We'll be back in a minute.
Everybody that was hanging out, now you don't. So loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal out of this bed.
Welcome back. It's Diane Linderman and my favorite segment of the day, healthy, simple meals. You know, if there's that you know again, cut that out, Jason. If you realize how simple it is to make healthy meals, you would be making healthy meals a lot more. And that's my job, is to give you those recipes, which you can find on my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. Just go there and just check out my recipe section. I am giving you a recipe right now for corn chowder. And it's so simple. Any soup to me is simple. It's the simplest way of using up leftovers. If you have a bunch of stuff growing in your garden, it's just a great way to make that. Any soup, delicious, especially if you have some herbs in your garden. Corn chowder is, and I'll give that recipe real quick again, is 6 ears of corn. And you husk that corn, 4 slices of bacon, you fry that bacon, and then you cut it into strips. 8 scallions, white or in the green part separated. You don't have to do that, actually. I like to just saute it a little bit, though, in a little bit of butter. And then 2 to 4 medium baking potatoes. I like to use my potatoes to actually thicken it. And if it's not thick enough, then you can use a little bit of oat flour, mix in a little bit of cream, and you mix that up so that there's no chunks in it. And 3 cups of milk, whole milk. And the seasoning is dried thyme leaves and some salt and ground pepper. And pretty much that's it. And you can put some garlic in this. Garlic is a very strong flavor, so you have to be careful because it can actually overwhelm it. And all you do is you saute the, you know, the bacon, and I actually throw the onions in the bacon and then put that into the pot with the husked corn and all the ingredients, put your milk in, and you warm it. It's really, you don't need to cook this. And then at the end of this, you can actually garnish it with a little bit of bacon. And you know what else is really good in this? You can throw some zucchini in, but don't tell the kids. Some zucchini, chop that up real fine, and then I blend it in the blender. I have one of those little blenders you put into the pot, and it just, you turn it on, it's just like that. It's just wonderful. So
that way, it's not recognizable.
Yeah, I do that with a lot of stuff. Don't tell my kids. Another one is a lot of my friends are in a low-carb diet. They're really watching their blood sugar and their carbohydrates, and a lot of people have lost a lot of weight doing that. I can't seem to get myself to do it. I am going to try it because I absolutely love protein, and I love cream, and I love butter. The only problem is you can't use bread. That's the only thing bad about the low-carb diet. You know, all the things you love, you can't put it on the things that you love. Anyway, this one is a layered whipped cream dessert. It's sort of a parfait. And whipped cream, believe it or not, whole heavy-duty whipped cream has literally no carbs in it. You sweeten it with stevia. If you don't know what stevia is,
So you mean if you buy whipping cream and actually whip it yourself?
Yes, you whip it yourself. That's right.
Not canned whipped cream.
Don't you know how to do that, Jason?
I haven't been making any desserts lately, so I haven't had any need to know how to do that.
Okay, but for those who don't know how to do it, it's just so simple. All you do is take a mixer or a blender and you pour cream in it. You put a little bit of sweetener and a tiny tablespoon or so of vanilla. And it's delicious. Gosh, I could just sit down and eat a whole bowl of it. Love it. Anyway, so what you do is you just chop up all kinds of berries. So you put a layer of whipped cream, a layer of berries, a layer of whipped cream, a layer of berries, and you do that as much as you can. It's a beautiful dessert. And for those people that are low carbs, berries are a low glycemic fruit. I don't know if they're even called a fruit, are they? They're a berry. But they're low glycemic, so people that are on low-carb diets and they're diabetic can eat some berries. Blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, all the berries are so good for you.
I just read something that said that blueberries have more antioxidants than any other fruit.
They're calling the miracle fruit. All right, here's a quick pasta salad. It's absolutely delicious. Make sure you get the Borelli's pasta, which is a whole grain. It actually is made with bean paste. I love Borelli's. They're one of my favorite pastas. For those of you who want a lot of carbohydrates, this is a great pasta salad. I use a whole chopped bell pepper, usually red. I use a whole bunch of green onions, chop it real fine. I take ham that has no nitrates in it, chop that up, salt and pepper, and I use an Italian dressing
as my seasoning, and I also will add garlic salt to taste, and I also put peas in that too. So you can put a lot of things, put a lot of vegetables in it. I mix that up and actually let that sit in the refrigerator for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's just absolutely delicious. So, you know, you can check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. Get all my recipes. I'll have links to all of the interesting articles. Thanks for being with me. I'm Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. One last call for alcohol to finish.